No matter when disaster strikes, learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's opening night 2023 as we're getting set for the Jupiter Hammerheads to take on the Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everyone. Brian Loftus with you, joined alongside my main man, Walter Works. How we doing tonight, partner?
What's up, Brian? It's a new season, opening day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Are you excited?
It doesn't get much better than this.
I'm so excited. Man, what a matchup we have. A duel at the Dean. Am I right?
Between the fish and the feathers?
We haven't seen that before, but you know what the beauty of it is, Brian? It's a new season, right? It's a new slate. And man, these guys are ready to compete. You can tell the environment is lit. I mean, I'm so excited to be calling the game with you. And here we are, beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. The beginning of a new minor league baseball season. And here we have a duel at the Dean. It's beautiful.
And everybody's undefeated.
And everybody's undefeated.
This evening's ballgame.
Yes.
It's a beautiful night down here in Jupiter. As the pageantry is taking place out on the field, Cardinals being introduced out on the field right now wearing their home white uniforms, Hammerheads almost with a throwback jersey, alternate gray uniforms from top to bottom as they are taking the field right now as we get set for baseball here, kicking off this 2023 season. Glad you're joining us, Brian Loftus. Walter Works here with you as we get set for opening night here in this 2023 season. Can't get much better than this.
No, and we're about to kick things off with a first pitch scheduled for 6:30. The sun's out. Nothing's going to interfere with that, Brian. And what a pitching matchup we have tonight, huh? Big pitching matchup.
A bunch of familiar faces from last season coming back towards the end of last season. We didn't have to do much research compared to years before.
No, a lot of familiar faces trying to climb up the ladder when it comes to baseball. And look, we got a big pitching matchup tonight. We got Bryson Mounts on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Brian. And we got Carson Milbrandt on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. I mean, that's pretty exciting if you know anything about those guys.
Lefty versus righty matchup tonight.
Oh, yeah. And when it comes to Milbrandt, you know, this is a guy that they've cherished, right? He's very talented when it comes to baseball and basketball. He's chosen baseball, a thing that, you know, I'll be honest with you, that the Marlins organization is very pleased about. This is a pitcher that's 18 years old, Brian, and 6'2". Okay, he's a monster on the mound, 6'2", 18 years old. I mean, he is locked and loaded and ready to go. A third-round pick by the Marlins, overall 85th he was chosen. He went to Liberty High School in Missouri. And let me tell you, Ryan, he is ready to make an impression on this Marlins organization and really to get the winning ways started for this Jupiter Hammerheads team.
Making me feel old by saying he's 18 years old.
He's 18. 18, Brian. But that's what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the stars of tomorrow. And then on the opposite side, we have Bryson Mounts. But we're going to pause really quick as
First pitch of national anthem.
Yeah, the national anthem and first pitch, that's a thing. So let's pause for that. Take our hats off. Stand up really quick.
We're going to send you down to field level for first pitch and national anthem here at the Dean.
And working with organizations to provide homes to returning service members and their families. Please join Bank of America in recognizing and honoring our service members and veterans. At this time, we'd like to ask all past and present service members to stand up and be recognized. Thank you for your service. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and direct your attention towards the flag. Time now to honor America, and here to perform tonight's national anthem, Sweet Lou Varano.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the brave.
How about that?
Sweet Lou,
Sweet Lou, Brian, kicking us off here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And you couldn't have wrote it up any different way, right?
There's no better way to start the season.
Yes,
Sweet
yes.
Sweet Lou Villano. As we are just underway getting set for baseball here, opening night here of this 2023 season, we'll get you set for our starting lineups in this evening's ballgame. With the Cardinals being the home team and the Hammerheads being the away team. For the away Jupiter Hammerheads, leading things off will be Jordan McCants. He's over at third base. Cody Morissette is batting second. He's playing second. Ian Lewis will be the designated hitter tonight. He's batting in the third spot. Jorge Caballero, a familiar face, will be in the Clino spot. He is out in left field. Caballero batting fourth. Javier Sanoa is manning center field. He will be batting fifth. Cameron Barstad has the catching duties tonight. Barstad batting sixth. Harrison Spahn is the shortstop, batting seventh. Christian Rodriguez is in the 8-hole over at first base and rounding out the lineup. For Gary Kendall's Jupiter Hammerheads, will be Tanner Allen. Tanner Allen batting ninth, playing right field. Once again, that's McCants, Morissette, Lewis, Caballero, Sanoa, Barstad, Spahn, Rodriguez, and Allen, with the right-handed pitcher Carson Wilbrandt out on the mound. For the home team tonight, the Palm Beach Cardinals, leading things off will be Juan Bincho. He's out in left field leading things off and batting first. Paul DeYoung is the designated hitter tonight and batting second. R.J. Yeager is over at first base. He's in the three. Batting in the cleanup spot will be Leonardo Bernal. He has the catching duties and batting fourth. Josh Baez is the right fielder and batting fifth. Michael Curiale is over at third base and batting sixth. Trey Fletcher is out in center field and batting seventh. Charlie Moquette is batting eighth. He's over at second base and rounding out the lineup. The Palm Beach Cardinals will be Lisandro Esposito. He's over at shortstop and batting ninth. The left-handed pitcher is right in front of him. The Palm Beach Cardinals will be at Joe DeYoung Yeager. Bias, Curiale, Fletcher, Moquette, and Espinosa, Palm Beach Gardens, and it's a brisk 82 degrees.
Oh, it's a beautiful 82 degrees. The sun's out. It's been out all day, Brian. I mean, almost a fairy tale storybook for opening day.
I'm glad you wear your jacket.
I did.
Chilly.
It's a little bit chilly. Yeah. You know, I feel a little bit bad for you in the polo. It's okay, though. You know, we'll see how things go. But look, Brian, I'm super excited. On the mound, we got Brian Mounts on the mound for the Cardinals. And, you know, I just got done talking about Carson Milbrandt for the Hammerheads. You know, a lot of talent there that the Marlins are excited about. But, you know, we share the stadium here at the Dean. We got the Cardinals. We got the Marlins. But when it comes down to Bryson Mounts, I mean, this is a Cardinals second-round pick, Brian, from last year's July draft. He's worked a little bit here and there, but this is a guy that they're really hoping flourishes coming this opening day and for the rest of the season.
I was looking at spring training stats, too. He had a little bit of time in spring training, given it one game
he did
with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
but you know what? So far, so good. One inning, one save, three strikeouts. He faced three batters and struck all them out.
That's unbelievable, Brian. And that's exactly what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You see the future stars of the league, right? The stars of tomorrow. And we're so excited here at the Dean to see what Brian Mounts can do with a lot more time in, right? A lot more work. You know he's going to get the repetitions. And this season means so much to somebody like Brian Mounts on the mound tonight for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
And lefty's finishing up his warm-up tosses right now. Shadows creeping in from the third base side, per usual, about this time of year. It's going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup to start things out as Jordan McCann steps into the box. 20-year-old out of Pensacola, Florida, third-round pick by the Marlins back in 2021. He stands in. Mounts standing in the sunlight. The first pitch, we are underway. Swing and a miss. Kicking off the season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Counts 0-1.
Yeah, you got McCants going all out on that pitch. A big swing and a miss. Count 0-1, as you mentioned.
This one's grounded through the hole in between short and third into left field for a base hit. Show is up with it. He'll get it back into the infield. A leadoff single for McCants to kick things off here in the top half of the first.
Yeah, nice job by McCants. Somebody that they're really hoping develops throughout the season here and can climb up the ladder for the Miami Marlins. He's able to get on base with a base hit there. He's on first.
That'll bring up a familiar face. Cody Morris set to the plate. He'll take the first pitch down low for ball one. Fastball at 92 from Mounts.
Hammerhead's trying to get a quick start, a good start.
The 1-0 misses down and away.
And you know, Brian, this is a Hammerheads team that had a pretty good first half last season, kind of floundered in the second half of the season. They finished three games under 500 overall.
2-0 grounded sharply to first, stabbed at by the first baseman, R.J. Yeager. This is just foul.
But you know as much as I know, this is a Hammerheads team that can do really well in this division.
Absolutely.
You know, they just need a little bit of consistency, and that's what we're looking for here at the Dean this season.
A four-team division in the East, 6-team division in the West. Set up the belt as Mounts checks the runner at first. The 2-1, this ball is driven down the right field line. This will tail foul. Just shy of the Cassidy Cool zone out there in right field.
Keeping cool in the Cassidy Cool zone. And Morissette, any relation to Alanis Morissette? I mean, are we showing our age there? I don't know. I don't know if that's even cool nowadays. Should I have mentioned that?
I don't think we want to show it. Middle infield up the middle, playing double play depth of 2-2s. Flared at and skied out of play, right side.
Cody doing a good job making contact, 0-2 in the count. He's made good contact, but obviously foul down in this count, 0-2. Mounts trying to retire his first batter of the evening here at the Dean.
From the belt, checks the runner at first, the 2-2. Grounded, little nubber off the end of the bat. Fielding it is the first baseman, Yeager. He'll take it to the bag and tag the runner. Morris set out. Moving up to second is McCants on the play.
Yeah, nice routine there by Yeager. RJ doing what he was expected to do, right? Get the first out there, a little dribbler to first. Takes care of that. McCants on to second with one out here. Top of the first inning.
That'll bring up the switch hitter Ian Lewis to the plate, batting from the right-hand side. First pitch from Mounts, swing and a miss, 92 on the outside edge.
Yeah, Lewis, one of the top prospects here in this Marlins organization, spending some more time here with the Hammerheads.
The 0-1 tried to check his swing. He went around. It's dropped by the catcher, Bernal. Not advancing on the play as McCants from second. Counts 0-2.
And Lewis is one of those guys, Brian, that if he gets on base, you know he has the speed, and there's a lot of trouble if he can get on base.
16 for 17 in stolen base attempts last season in 51 games with Jupiter. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Mounts set up the belt, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, fools him on a changeup. A a big second out here in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Jorge Caballero to the plate.
Yeah, big strikeout there. Mounts recording his first strikeout of the season. And Lewis is going to be looking for some redemption there in that three spot. And as you mentioned, here comes Caballero.
And the funny part is we're already used to this pitch clock that we all see in the major leagues. The first pitch from Mounts is a fastball. He paints it right down Main Street for a called strike one.
As you guys know, we dealt with all the rule changes last year. And I was a big fan, you know, but we'll see how the players adapt in year two, Brian.
It will take some time to adapt, don't get me wrong. Dancing off of second is the runner, the 0-1, called a strike on the outside edge, much to the chagrin of Caballero, who thought that was outside. As McCants out to a big lead out at second. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Mounts checks the runner, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Called third strike for the final out. To retire the side here in the top half of the first. A clean inning for Bryson Mounts. We're headed to the bottom half of the first here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Walter Works here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to Fatherhood.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the first, leading things off. We'll be Juan Bincho batting from the left-hand side. He'll take the first pitch wide, barely wide for a called strike. The next pitch misses down in the zone for ball one. Counts even at 1-1.
Yeah, Carson Milbrandt on the mound for the Hammerheads. We'll see what he can come up with in this first inning of work.
The 1-1 swung on and missed. 96 on the gun by Milbrandt. The righty standing in the shadows, pitching through the sunlight. The 1-2 fouled back. Yeah, shadows are going to be a factor early on in this ballgame as the sun is setting along the third base side.
Well, you know what? I have no sympathy for Milbrandt. He's 18. He's tall. He's strong. He can make it happen.
The 1-2. Grounded sharply right side. Diving stop by the first baseman, Rodriguez. Flipped to first. Milbrandt covering the bag perfectly.
What a play by Rodriguez. Brian, getting things started off right when it comes to defense for the Palm Beach Cardinals. A nice grab there at first. He's easy to get. I mean, a great play, but just walks to the bag out number one there.
Made it look nonchalant right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stepping in will be Paul DeJong to the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Winding over the head is Mel Brandt in the first pitch. A changeup right there at 83. Catches the inner half of the zone for a called strike one.
Yeah, Paul DeJong from Orlando, Florida. A fourth round pick in 2015 for these St. Louis Cardinals.
A one fastball at 97 runs in on the hands of Jams, and he fouls it out of play first base side.
Now, for somebody like Paul DeJong, Brian, it's all about developing as fast as possible here. We're trying to get some production when it comes to the bat.
0-2 called third strike on the inside edge. 87 miles per hour. Wonder if that was a little bit of a slider right there.
Yeah, and that's what they like. That's what they love when it comes to Milbrandt. You know, a multi-talented athlete. I mean, this is a guy that the Marlins organization cherishes on the mound, and we'll see if it works out for the Hammerhead. So far, so good here for Milbrandt.
We'll bring up R.J. Yeager to the plate. He'll take the first pitch fastball wide out of the zone at 96. Counts one ball and no strikes. Yeager, the 24-year-old out of Panama City, Florida. Stands in the 1-0. Slap down the right field line. This is in for a base hit, and it's going to go into the corner. Yeager makes the turnaround first. He will head into second without a throw. It's a stand-up double here with two outs.
Oh, my. A double for the first baseman, Yeager. And let me tell you, Ryan, with two outs, now they got a runner threatening on second base. And something the Cardinals must be happy about, seeing Yeager really get on there with a hit.
That'll bring up the switch hitter, Leonardo Bernal, to the plate. Bernal batted .256 last year with Palm Beach in 45 games. Stands in batting from the left-hand side. The first pitch just misses on the outside edge for ball one.
That's right, and Bernal, the catcher in that cleanup spot, Brian, he's expected to bring somebody like Yeager in. So we'll see what happens here. As you mentioned, the count 1-0 here with two outs.
Yeager leads away from second. This one's grounded sharply down the first baseline. This is just foul.
So the count 1-1 now. Milbrandt on the mound. Bernal in the box with a runner on second. So the Cardinals threatening here, trying to get a run on that scoreboard here. We'll see what happens. Milbrandt getting ready for his pitch here.
Milbrandt, the high set. This one's lined right into the glove of Jordan McCants, the third baseman, for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the first. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Redbirds. We're headed to the second here at the Dean. No score between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the top half of the second, scoreless through the first frame. 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Noah Barstead and Spahn do up this happening. facing the left-hander Bryson Moss out on the mound.
Who do we got? Javier Sanoa? Up in the box there? Familiar face.
Sanoa looking for his first hit of the season. The first pitch, lefty on righty matchup. Tries to paint the fastball on the outside edge. It just misses for ball one. The lefty winds the 1-0. Grounded sharply up the middle, second baseman. Moquette has it. He'll throw down to first. Moquette to Yeager for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down to kick things off here in the top half of the second. We need some paperweights out here.
Oh, my goodness, Brian. It's, you know, I'm just happy to be here with you. It's opening day.
I should close the windows up here.
It's a new season here. Single-A baseball in beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You can't ask for anything else.
First pitch jammed him in on the hands. Slow roller for Curiali. He's going to have to hurry. The throw to first is in time. Hot corner to hot corner as Barstad is retired. One pitch, one out on the 5-3 putout.
Nice play there by third baseman Michael Curiali.
Harrison Spawn.
And that wasn't just the routine play. He needed some speed to get to that dribbler and threw it right over to first base for the first out.
You could say that ball had some English on it.
Oh, yeah.
A little spin on it. Lefty on righty matchup. The first pitch to Harrison Spahn. Fastball tries to paint the outside corner. Just misses for ball one. A beautiful Thursday evening here at the Dean.
Thirsty Thursday. $1, $2, $3 beers. Can you go wrong, Brian?
And we got the bunting out there.
It's just such a beautiful day here in Jupiter. Everybody's out.
Fans are still filing in here to Dean Robbie, the Redbird, wearing his red tuxedo, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. He's ecstatic. He can't even believe it, Brian. Everybody's out tonight. Beautiful crowd here at the Dean. Don't forget, guys, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get your tickets to catch the Stars of tomorrow.
The 2-1 pitch to Spahn slapped at and skied out of play out of the stadium right side.
So Spahn in a unique position here with nobody on base, two outs, 1-2 count. A perfect opportunity to show what he's made from here.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch swung on, skied out of play right side. Yeah, Hammerheads and Cardinals faced each other 25 times last season.
Well, you know that. Cardinals
took 14 out of those 25.
Oof, and that's a big reason that the Cardinals were the ones in the playoffs, right?
This is true. This one misses down and in. Yeah, Cardinals reached the playoffs via a playoff spot. Second half of the season, they fell to the St. Lucie Mets 2-0 in their best of 3 series.
That's right, and that's where we said our goodbyes, right, Ryan? Brian, last season? Yeah. That's right.
I missed you, man.
I did. I missed you, too. But here we are again.
The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss.
Oh, he got it.
Fools him on a changeup down and away. A big strikeout. 3 strikeouts on the early evening. First starting pitcher, Bryson Lotz. We're headed to the bottom half of the second here at the Dean. Still no score between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the bottom half of the second. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Baez, Curiali, and Fletcher due up this afternoon facing the 18-year-old Carson Milbrandt. And Walter, 18 years old. I mean,
it's unbelievable. I'm a little jealous.
I feel like we're getting older and older.
I mean,
ready,
We are getting older.
First pitch slider misses off the plate. Baez.
You know what doesn't get old? The excitement here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I mean, we got a top prospect here in Joshua Baez. We know what he's all about.
Swing and a miss to Baez.
He's going to come in the box, big swings. He's a power hitter. This is a guy that this Cardinals organization loves. They want to see him do well, and here we see him against Milbrandt.
No 1-1 misses off the plate. Fastball right there at 94. And Baez played 20 games last year with the Palm Beach Cardinals, hit .286 in 63 at-bats. Three homers to go along with 16 RBIs. Small sample size. The 2-1, swing and a miss, late on the 95-mile-per-hour fastball, in on the hands.
Yeah, Baez went all over that fastball. Now even in the count, 2-2.
Second-round pick by the Cardinals back in 2021. The wind in the 2-2 for Milbrandt, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the evening for the right-hander. One out here in the bottom half of the second.
Man, Brian, Baez went all after that one and completely missed. You know, and it's so important. He's in that fifth spot. They're hoping he can get a little bit better in that spot and bring some runs in. But, you know, we got a whole new season here, and we'll see what happens.
Michael Curiali steps into the plate, the UCLA Bruin product. He'll take the first pitch in on the hands, just inside for ball one. Curiali, 21 games with the Palm Beach Cardinals last year, hit .231. The 1-0 runs inside. He has a hitter's count, 2 balls and no strikes.
And Curiali is one of those guys that they know he's good when it comes to, you know, defense, solid third baseman, but they want to see that hitting really come into effect and be consistent.
2-0. Paints the fastball 96 miles per hour on the outside edge for a called strike one. The righty standing in the shadows delivers the 2-1. Swing and a miss fastball upstairs in the zone. Curiali could not catch up to it. Counts even at 2-2.
Yeah, Milbrandt.
He can deliver the baseball.
Yeah, and he's getting going. You know, he has 2 strikeouts so far. Here we go. He's up. He's even in the count here. We'll see what happens. And a little bit outside there.
2-2 at 96. Misses wide. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here. No score here in the bottom half of the second.
And the thing is, Brian, with all these rule changes that we saw take into effect last year, there's a lot of adapting that still has to be done. You know, he throws his pitch right now, just under 1 second left.
Payoff pitch misses high and inside. One out base runner is aboard for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That'll bring up Trey Fletcher.
And maybe that means something. You know, this pitch clock, they still have to adapt to it, transition to it. He threw that last pitch with just under 1 second left in the clock. You know, it's a walk, and just like that, Curiali's on the bases.
Pickoff throw to first. Very quickly, Curiali is back safe. While I'm in favor of the new rules, I don't know about you, I want to get your opinion on it. I wouldn't mind seeing a couple seconds added to the pitch clock, as much as I do love it. First pitch fouled out of play to Trey Fletcher.
You know what, Brian? I think a lot of baseball, when we talk about baseball, I think it's very situational. You know, I don't think you can have a 15-second pitch clock.
Agreed.
On every pitch. I just don't get it.
The high set, the 0-1. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled out of play first.
Now I get it. They give you 5 more seconds if a runner's on the base and all that. But still, in the moment, you know, full count, game's on the line. You might need a little bit more time.
Well, with the pace of play, I'm sure you're much like me. I used to love watching a baseball game and taking a nap during the game in the third inning and waking up in the seventh inning. And a game's still going on. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fletcher goes down on strikes.
And, you know, it's one of those things like Sandy. the other day from the Marlins, you know, a product.
Terror, yep.
Yeah, he had
hour
a
com- 59 minutes.
A complete game.
And you got to respect that.
You got to respect that, but a lot of that has to do with strategy. You know he's pitching them fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to adapt and transition. The game has changed, folks.
Darlin Moquette steps to the plate. First pitch bounces in the dirt. The throw down to second.
Oh, and he got him, Brian. He got him, Brian.
Cameron Barstad picks off Curry Alley at second for the final out to retire the side here.
Oof.
In the bottom half of the second. We're headed to the third here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Still no score between the Heads and the Cardinals.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, right?
And we're back here in the top of the third. You're
oh, yeah.
Correct, man.
That's right. That's right. And we got Christian Rodriguez in the box against Brian Mounts.
8-9-1 due up for the Jupiter Hammerheads lefty-on-lefty matchup. The first pitch skied out of play, left-hand side.
And what a game so far, Brian. In the third inning, we've seen a little bit of offense, a little bit of defense, some good pitching.
The 0-1 tried to check his swing. Did he go around? No go, says base umpire Justin Hopkins. Nelson Fraley calling balls and strikes. He is the home plate umpire in this evening's ball game. The 1-1 from Mounts. Swing and a miss. Fooled him on the breaking ball down in the zone.
Mostly clear skies tonight. The sun's still out. I mean, it's 7 p.m. Eastern time. Gotta love that.
The 1-2, this is going to plunk him right on the wrist, it looks like.
He got him. Yeah, he got him. And he's going down in pain, Brian.
Rodriguez trotted probably three-quarters of the way down to first base, and he is down
he
right
is
now.
He is in pain.
Because that caught him right on the forearm or the wrist. And athletic trainers and the first base coach are checking on Rodriguez right now, just shy of first base along the right-hand side. That looked like a sinker that just got away from Mounts right there.
Yeah, it wasn't. It might have hit him in the wrong spot there. You know, he's in a lot of pain, obviously. Not something that you want to see a guy like that go through early on in the season, but hopefully he's okay and can get on first, right?
No runs, one hit, no errors for the Hammerheads. No run, one hit, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals here. We're in the top half of the third. Still checking on Christian Rodriguez down there along the first base side. Seems to be all right. He will put his helmet back on. He will take first base.
Yeah, the Hammerheads want Christian to be as healthy as possible. He's playing first base tonight, a big role. You know, there's a lot of things when it comes down to his hitting. They got him in that ninth spot, you know, hoping he can really come through. But he's on base, and Tanner Allen's now in the batter's box. We'll see what happens. No outs here, Brian, top of the third inning.
Tanner Allen steps in batting from the left-hand side, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Rodriguez leads away from first. He remains in the game. The first pitch, breaking ball. Allen lays off, down and away for ball one.
Yeah, Mouts being dominant on the mound so far with three strikeouts through three innings, Brian. That's impressive.
Yeah, one grounded. This could be a double play ball. Fielding it will be R.J. Yeager. He'll take it to the bag himself with the first baseman. Three unassisted put out. Rodriguez will move up to second on the play for the first out here in the top half of the third.
And that's okay. You know, if you're a part of the Hammerheads faithful, you got a man on second right now with one out. Not so bad with your leadoff man now. Now you got to hope that Jordan McCants can make something happen here.
McCants will take the first pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike one over the heart of the plate.
And the beauty of everything is he's betting 1,000.
And McCants singled back in the first inning to lead off the ballgame. Mouts checks the runner at second. The 0-1 misses upstairs.
He's batting 1,000, Brian. A clean slate here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The beauty of opening day.
From the belt, does a double take at second to 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fools him on the breaking ball.
Big hack there by McCants. He thought he had all of it. Big swing and a miss. Now down 1-2 on the count with one out. Runner on second.
Mouts checks the runner at second to 1-2. Fouled at the plate.
One hit apiece here for both teams. Third inning. Nothing here at the Dean. Opening day. Oh, yeah.
One ball, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Fastball misses wide.
Yeah, good eye there by McCants. Getting the count even with just one out and a runner on second. This could be a golden opportunity for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll see what happens.
The 2-2, swing and a miss, flails at the breaking ball, drop third strike. Up with it is Bernal, who'll throw down to first. The throw down to third now is not in time. Wise play right there by Christian Rodriguez, taking the bag on the throw down to first after the drop third strike.
Oh, yeah, Rodriguez, Brian, as you mentioned, with the baseball knowledge, the smarts, going for third regardless of what he thought or what can happen. And he's there right now. He's on third with two outs, giving Morissette an opportunity for an RBI. We'll see if he can make it happen. I mean, they can get a run in right now.
Just as good as a bunt right there, the first pitch. To Cody Morissette in for a called strike one. Looking Morissette 0 for 1 on the evening. He grounded out the first back in the first inning. Lefty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez leads away from third. The 0-1 misses down and away.
1-1 now the count to Morissette. With the runner on third. Two outs here in the third inning.
Outfield standing in the sunlight, infield standing in the shadows. The 1-1 breaking ball fools him, swinging a miss. Morissette down in the count, a ball and two strikes.
What a nasty pitch, Brian, by Mouts. Really showing what he has in the toolbox when it comes to his pitches there. The count now 1-2.
From the belt, the 1-2, swinging a miss, fools him on the breaking ball. Bernal holds onto it for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the third. Still scoreless through 2.5 here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Walter Works here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Alcanzo.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Bottom of the third.
Bottom of the third, just like Walter said here at the Dean. Still no score between the Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals here on opening night 2023. Brian Loftus, Walter Works here with you. 8-9-1 due up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Due up this afternoon, Darlene Moquette will lead things off, followed by Lisandro Espinoza, and then flipping it back to the top of the order. And Juan Pincho due up this half inning.
A big game feel here opening day at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Brian. We'll see what happens with Moquette in the box here.
Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch from Milbrandt misses upstairs for ball one. Moquette, the 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, stands in. This one will jam him fouled back into our right. We didn't bring our gloves with us. We don't need it on this one. And it comes off the roof.
There we go. You hear the crowd. They're happy. Somebody got a ball. Next time, we got to bring our gloves, Brian. Something's got to give.
You got to lay out for that one, partner.
I know.
The 1-1. This one's skied into shallow center field. Coming in is Javier Sanoa. The center fielder will make the catch. In shallow right center field for the first out. To start things out here in the bottom half of the third.
Nice catch by Sanoa there, calling everybody off in the outfield, Brian. And you know what? The Hammerheads are a team that they want to get a quick start, right? They're good enough. Last year in the first half standings, they were 34-30. They kind of floundered there in the second half, which affected their overall standings. But they're looking to make it happen here.
First pitch to Lisandro Espinoza, misses upstairs, fastball at 94, counts one ball and no strikes.
And that's the one thing I mentioned, Brian. It's all about consistency. You know, they had a good first half last season, not a so good second half last season, too.
Pitch misses down in the zone.
This is a Hammerheads team that wants to really put it all together.
And you got to figure, too, that the good thing about the Florida State League is the best of both halves, too.
Absolutely.
You get a first half of the season, you get a second half of the season. The wind from Milbrandt, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. Lisandro could not catch up to that one. Counts two balls and a strike.
Nice pitch there by Milbrandt. 2-1 the count. Looking for his fourth strikekout of the evening.
The 2-1. Fouled straight back to the screen.
But you know, Brian, as I was mentioning, first half last season, Hammerheads finished 34-30. Second half, they finished 29-36, an overall record of 63-66. You figure it's just a couple of games here and there, and it's a whole different season.
And if I'm correct, if you look at the Cardinals' record, exact opposite is the 2-2 fastball.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And great minds think alike. And that's why I love calling these games with you, because it was the opposite. Last season, here comes the pitch from Milbrandt.
Payoff pitch, runs inside, nearly clips Espinoza as he will drop down to first base. Count his lucky stars because that nearly plumped him.
But last year, you saw the Cardinals finish in the first half 30-34, but in the second half, they really, really came through. When they needed that sense of urgency, they finished 37-27 in the second half, 67-61 overall, and obviously they had that first round loss in the playoff to the Mets.
First pitch to the leadoff hitter, Juan Pincho, misses high and inside for ball one. Top of the order due up here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cho 0-1 in the evening. He grounded out to the pitcher back in the first inning. The 1-0 runs inside down at the shoe tops.
Good eye there by Juan Pincho. all for one on the evening in this early season. Looking to make something happen with a runner on first with just one out here in the bottom of the third.
Haven't seen these Jupiter Hammerheads uniforms before.
They're so beautiful.
They are.
Brian, do you like them? Am I out there? Or?
It seems like a throwback, the 2-0
in. I feel so old now. I don't know what's in and what's not, you know, with this 18-year-old pitcher on the mound. I don't know.
They got the nice penmanship.
Yeah,
going
I like
across
it.
The center,
I like
center
it.
Cut of the jersey. The high set, 2-1. Pickoff throw to first, back in time safely.
And if you guys have a moment to go on MILB.com and check out these Hammerhead jerseys, I mean, I got to get one. I know you want to get one.
It seems like from the early 2000s.
Yeah, they're just so nice. They're so nice.
The 2-1 pitch just misses on the outside edge, much to the chagrin of the catcher, Barstead.
And Milbrandt has shown some great stuff on the mound so far. I mean, he has 41 pitches in the books through three innings, 23 of them strikes, 18 of them balls, Brian. So far, impressive.
Tough time commanding the strike zone early on. He hasn't missed by much when he is missing. The 3-1, just like that, on the outside corner. Misses by a few inches. That'll be a one-out walk issued to the leadoff hitter, Juan Bincho.
Yeah, and then you know, right now you have Barstad coming out there to the mound, trying to calm him down, trying to talk to him, because you know what? We're in this game. You know, we're in it to win it. It's nothing, bottom of the third, nothing to be nervous about. And right now it's just about composure, right, Brian? I think that's what it's all about. Keep it going. You know, nothing's broken. Don't reinvent the wheel. Keep doing what you're doing.
A double play ball will get him out of this. Runners at first and second here with one out. Cho leads away from first, Espinoza from second. The two-hitter Paul DeJong comes to the plate.
And I'm sure that was part of Barstad's conversation with him. You know, keep it simple. A double play ball gets us out of here. That's it. You know, it's a third inning. Let's just get out of this thing.
Milbrandt checks the runner at second to first pitch, starts him off with a breaking ball. It misses down in the zone for ball one.
And what about Paul DeJong up in the box, man? This guy is a decorated Cardinal. He's been in the organization, Brian, since 2015. We know this guy. We know this guy. We'll see if he can make anything happen here in the bottom of the third.
The 1-0 fouled straight back. One ball, one strike, one out. No score here. We're in the bottom half of the third between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads.
DeJong in that second spot playing DH tonight for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Milbrandt calls time at the plate. On the mound, I should say.
What a matchup, though. Jupiter Hammerheads, Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the real duel at the Dean. We're going to see who makes it out tonight.
The 1-1. Fastball on the outside edge, just misses wide, counts two balls and a strike.
Just a nasty pitch by Milbrandt, looking for his fourth strikeout of the evening, Brian. Down in the count, 2-1 with one out with a runner on first and second.
The 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Just one hit aside for both squads so far this evening. Pitching's been the name of the game so far.
You just got to keep an eye on that pitch clock as we near 8 seconds, 7 seconds. You know, Paul DeJong has a lot of Major League Baseball experience.
2-2 breaking ball, grounded to third. This could be two. Tagging the runner at third. The throw to first. Ooh. Is in time.
Hello.
5-3 double play. Nice turn right there by Jordan McCants. A wise play. Tagging the runner in the baseline. And then throwing it down to first. For the final out to retire the side, a twin killing. No runs in the inning. We're headed to the fourth. Walter Works taking over play-by-play as we head to the top of the fourth.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now.
And we got Ian Lewis now in the box, Brian. 0-2 the count. And we'll see what happens here. And he chips this one over the first baseman right in front of the right fielder. And that's a base hit for Ian Lewis.
Nice piece of hitting by Lewis right there, staying back on the fastball and just lacing it in the right center.
Very nice hitting by Ian Lewis, exactly what the doctor prescribed. And let me tell you, as the three hitter, that's what they needed. So he's on base with nobody out. And now you got Jorge Caballero in that fourth spot. So Caballero takes the first pitch there for a ball just outside to count 1-0. See how Mounts reacts with five strikeouts on the night. As this one is another ball, so they count 2-0.
Was it a ball?
I don't know. Was it? Count 2-0. To Caballero, here comes the pitch. This one inside. Count now goes to 3-0.
It kind of surprised to see Caballero down here with the Jupiter Hammerheads after the year he had last year, batting 290 in 74 games.
No, he had a monster year, Brian, and that's something to obviously recognize. But, you know, some more repetitions wouldn't hurt anybody. And Caballero takes that fourth pitch for a ball. And just like that, we got runners on first and second with Javier Sanoa, another familiar name.
Number 6, Javier.
And they're trying to bring him in.
Well, it's the third time the Hammerheads have had runners in scoring position so far this game, and they haven't been able to capitalize as of yet. But sitting in prime position right now with runners at first and second and nobody out.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
wow.
Nobody
wow.
out.
Wow.
Oh, what just happened?
Wow.
What just happened, Brian?
Oh.
Holy moly, now we got runners on second and third, and the crowd is booing.
I'm not a fan.
That's
an interesting ball call right there.
Yes, yes. So we got a situation here, folks, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. With runners on second and third, Sanoa in the batter's box takes the first pitch for a ball, count now 1-0.
It's going to be interesting to see how Mott's reacts after this right now. Infield playing back on the dirt, especially the middle infield. They're willing to give up the run up the middle. The corners are playing in.
What a test. He has five strikeouts. Runners on second and third. The count now 2-0 to Sanoa. So a golden opportunity here for Sanoa to really get this game going for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, a strikeout here would be huge for Motz, given that there's runners at second and third with nobody out.
Ooh, right to Mounts, and a routine play over to first, and just like that, out number one.
Way to do it yourself right there. A little sharp ground ball right back to the pitcher as he just snags that out of the air, stares the runner back down at third, and makes the easy out to first over there.
Yeah, made the nice throw over to Yeager. Yeager making the routine catch, and that's out number one. That's going to bring up Barstad in the box. Barstad, the catcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And the crowd, the judge and the jury out here at the Dean, not happy.
Well.
Count 1-0 to Barstad. Here comes pitch number two. That one outside of the way, and a runner is coming home. And just like that, Brian, we have the first run of the season, and the Hammerheads now have a 1-0 advantage. How do you like that?
Yeah, it wasn't sexy by any stretch of the imagination. A bouncer in the dirt gets away from the catcher Bernal up the first base side and coming in to score right there for a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, so 2-0 the count. One run in on that wild pitch. Bernal trying to get to that wild pitch. Couldn't get to it in time. And the Hammerheads are up 1-0. Next pitch called the ball. Count 3-0.
Just like that, the infield comes in on the grass right now, trying to cut down that potential extra run as Caballero moves down to third on that pass ball.
So Mounts in a situation here with one out, a runner on third, giving up a run there on the wall pitch. Count 3-0. Here comes the fourth pitch, and that's going to be a base on balls for Barstad, so he gets an easy ride to first base. So now we got runners on first and third, Brian, with one out here. The Hammerheads really in position to do some damage here.
But, and you got to figure that this sets up the double play possibility right now. It's not a huge detriment to the Cardinals right now, and especially Motz walking Barstad right there.
Yeah, Motz can get out of this with his head up high if he can make it happen. Here comes the pitch. This one inside going to be called for ball two. Where's the ball one?
He's getting a little errant with his pitches, it looks like.
1-0 the count to Spahn. We're going to have a little bit of a meeting at the mound here. Maybe try to calm Mounts down. You know, not so bad. 5 strikeouts. 1 earned run. On 2 hits.
I don't need my binoculars for this one. It looks like number 43, Roy Garcia, is warming up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals along the first base side.
And as the ump comes out to the mound to break things up, Mounts gets his marching orders. A good night so far, though. I mean, I would say
he's
5
strikeouts so far.
5 strikeouts.
5 strikeouts and 2 walks in this inning. That's kind of come back to bite him a little bit.
All right, so everybody back in their place. Mounts getting set. The pitch clock down to 15. With a runner on first and one out. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one inside, count now 2-0 to Spahn.
Kind of a tight strike zone here in the fourth inning for home plate umpire Nelson Fraley.
Runners on the corners. Spahn hits this one over to left field, and the runner is tagging, and just like that, Brian, 2-0. Jupiter Hammerheads over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Another run comes in, and man, they're playing fundamental baseball right now. 2-0 to score.
A nice piece of hitting right there by Spahn, just putting that ball in play, driving it deep enough to the outfield to allow Caballero to come over and score from third.
painting that picture like Picasso, just perfectly in the left field. 2-0, Hammerheads on top. Now we got Christian Rodriguez in the box.
And the count's already 0-1 on Rodriguez because he was too late getting to the box. Yep.
That's the thing now with this pitch clock. It's all around, Brian, not just on the pitcher, but also on the batter. And it's a 1-1 count now.
They're making us pay attention more than I would already like.
Oh, you know? Man, I know. And, man, Christian rips this one right in front of the left fielder and gets a base hit. Runners are now on first and second, and there was no getting to that.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez couldn't get to that.
Number five.
But first and second runners on now for the Hammerheads with two outs here, and now we got Tanner Allen, another familiar face for the Hammerheads. You know he can make it happen, Brian. We'll see what happens here.
Allen spent some time with Beloit as well as Jupiter last year. 25 games with the Hammerheads, batted 179 here. See, bats from the left-hand side.
Yeah, Tanner Allen playing right field. Also a big bat. Takes that first pitch for a strike. A big swing and a miss. Count 0-1 to Tanner Allen. So Mount's on the mound. Here comes the pitch. This one just outside, Brian, just missing the corner of the plate. Count now 1-1. Allen looking for his first hit of the season. Big swing and a miss. Count now 1-2.
A filthy breaking ball right there.
Mounts has the stuff. You know he does. Three innings pitched. Five strikeouts. Trying to just salvage this inning. And came out on top. And a big swing and a miss. And that's another strikeout for Mounts. His sixth strikeout of the evening. And just like that, we are headed, folks, into the bottom of the fourth inning. Walter and Brian here on the Jupiter Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Sterling, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now's the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Jupiter Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, here with my main man, Brian Loftus. Brian, how are you enjoying opening day?
It's chilly out here.
It's a little chilly. Oh, and this one is ripped. That's Jaeger. And that's going to be, oh, we missed it. Jaeger turning first, going for second, and no doubt about it, he gets onto second on a hustle play. I mean, that was a routine play, would have been an out. Got past the first baseman, and he got onto second from it, Ryan. Brian, what a way to start off this inning.
Yeah, routine ground ball hit to Jordan McCants, and he probably wants that one back because he kind of threw that in the dirt, right in the sand trap for Christian Rodriguez over at first, who had to try to pick that out.
He turns a single into a double, and that brings up Bernal in the cleanup spot. This is going to be a tough task for Milbrandt. He has 3 strikeouts on the evening so far, 3 innings pitched. Trying to hold on to a 2-0 lead for your Jupiter Hammerheads. This one all the way outside, and the runner easily gets to third. And man, just like that, Yeager gets a third.
Well, if you're R.J. Yeager, you're probably very happy with yourself because you hit a ground ball to third that could have been an out.
Yeah, and now you're on
you
third.
You should probably be sitting in the dugout, and now you're all the way at third base.
And now
right
you're
now.
All the way at third, and mind you, Brian, with no outs.
Now, if you're Bernal at the plate, you just want to fly ball, put the ball in play.
That's it, but you know what? He goes all after that one, a big swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-2. We got Bernal up. Next, we got Baez and then Curiali. A lot going on with a runner on third as he checks his swings. Foul tips it, and it's now 1-2.
And you got to figure the corners, third baseman and first baseman, are back on the dirt right now. They're willing to give up this run for an out right now. Middle infield back on the edge of the dirt, right on the outfield grass right now. So if you're Bernal, you just want to put this ball in play.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one fouled away there behind home plate.
Making him work.
Count stays at 1-2, but you're right about that, Brian. I mean, it's all about strategy right now. You have a runner on third, nobody out. And if you're Milbrandt,
put it in play.
You're pitching a good game. Here we go. This one popped all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. And the second baseman running to get it, no problemo, is Cody Morissette. Recording the first out in this third and this fourth inning.
That's a big first out for Milbrandt right there.
So that's going to bring up the top prospect, Joshua Baez. When you look at MILB pipeline, all that going on, he's in the top 15 when it comes down to prospects. He's going to look to make something happen. This first pitch right over his head, Brian, almost hit him. That's going to be ball one.
Yeah, and Milbrandt says to Baez right there, unintentional, my bad. Breaking ball got away from me, never broke.
Yeah, Milbrandt now getting ready for his 55th pitch. Here it comes, a big swing and a miss by Baez. And just like that, the count goes to 1-1. 1-1 the count with one out. Runner on third. And this one foul tipped by Baez.
Pretty
count
good
goes to 1-2.
Pretty good numbers for Baez last year through 20 games with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hit .286 and 63 at-bats. 3 homers, 16 RBIs.
He's a stud. He's a stud, Brian, and they know it. And they want him to get his bats in and just get there. You know, and this is a golden opportunity for Baez with a runner on third, one out. Here we go. Count 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Milbrandt. This one, a breaking ball, man. And that's a strike 3.
That was a filthy breaking ball.
That was filthy. That was dirty, filthy, nasty, you call it. What a strikeout.
Started right at the hip, and it snapped it off beautifully.
Oh, my God. And that's strikeout number 4 for Milbrandt. But he needed it. That strikeout number 4 for him, out number 2 in the inning. Mercuriali up in the box, taking this first pitch for a ball, count 1-0.
Well, it's always good to see how you can react after a leadoff base runner gets on base. How does the pitcher react? And Milbrandt being the ripe age of, what, 18 years old?
18. A basketball star, a baseball star. He's picked a sport, and it's baseball now. And this count goes to 2-0.
Third round pick by the Marlins.
And he's got the stuff. You know he does, Brian. He just has to put it all together. And that's what we're gonna see this year at the Dean. check swing there by Curiali. It's called the strike. Count now goes to 2-1 with two outs with a runner on third. Cardinals looking to get some runs on the board. Down 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch. Big swing, but chopped. Is it fair?
No.
And it is.
Wow.
Just dribbled a little bit above the line there in home plate. Was that a fair ball?
That ball was in the other batter's box. Absurd.
But that's it, folks. That's out number three.
All right.
And we're going to keep rocking and rolling right now. Top of the fifth inning coming up. Brian and Walter will be right back with you after this commercial break.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Top of the fifth inning. How do you feel, Brian? We have a 2-0 game. Hammerheads on top, but still an early game here. Opening day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beautiful Jupiter, Florida. What do you think, Brian?
It's not raining.
It's not.
We don't have a rain delay.
That's a good thing.
I'm happy.
Milbrandt picking. Mounts pitching to McCants here. First pitch called a ball. Count 1-0. McCants, Brian, has 6 strikeouts here through it's going to be a fifth inning of work, and this is a bunt here called strike. So McCants now in a 1-1 count.
Yeah, it's been a solid pitcher's duel for these two youngsters so far. You know, a little bit of a jam that Milbrandt got into last inning, but he worked his way through it. Oh, wow. Wow.
Ooh, what a nice grab by Mounts.
Wow.
And that's out number one, Brian. Say it again.
Okay.
Wow.
So if I could describe it to you folks.
Wow.
Mounts pretty much just a little throw his glove behind his back. Let's see if the ground ball hits my glove behind my back, and it did. And he looks like a magician out there.
A magician.
Boom.
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't have said it any better. He has 6 strikeouts.
That was
showing
something
what
else.
He can do.
That was something else.
That was something else. Beautiful play by Mounts for out number one. Morissette in the box now. Big swing and a miss. Count 0-2.
He threw his glove behind his back and said, let's just see if the ball lands there.
Beautiful stuff here.
He made that look nonchalant. I still can't get over that. Anyway.
Count 0-2 to Morissette. Here it comes. Pitch from Mounts. And this one is popped all the way up. All the way up, Brian. And going to get it. That's right. Is the shortstop. And just like that, Lizardo Espinoza catching that ball. That's out number two.
Yeah, a heads-up play by the shortstop right there, just calling everybody off, saying, get away, get away. This is my ball. I got it. Shortstop pretty much 30 yards away from the ball, says, get away. This is my ball. I got it.
Out number two. So that brings Ian Lewis into the box. Lewis with the strikeout his first time up. Then got a base hit. Here we go. Two outs. We'll see what Lewis can do.
Well, Lewis scored the first of two runs for Jupiter back in the top half of the fourth.
Ooh. This one foul tipped over to the first base side. Count 0-2 to Lewis with two outs.
It's supposed to be the sweet level over there, but they got to put their heads on a swivel as that foul ball.
We got a nice crowd here at the Dean tonight, huh, Brian? Is he out?
Bang.
Is that it? Is that it?
Take care, come here.
Aye, aye, aye. That's out number three, folks. And just like that, the Cardinals will be up next. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Walter and Brian with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to opening day at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We got the Jupiter Hammerheads visiting the Palm Beach Cardinals. You know we all share the stadium here. 2-0 so far, Hammerheads on top. Here in the bottom of the fifth, we got Trey Fletcher, Brian, in the box trying to make something happen for the Cardinals. But, you know, we have Milbrandt on the mound, and he's staying pretty steady so far with four strikeouts.
It's got to be a tough road trip for both of these teams. You got to figure, right?
Oh, yeah. So much with the travel and everything. Ha, ha, ha.
The walking distance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, both teams are comfortable here at the Dean. Trying to really show their dominance here as Milbrandt throws another pitch. That one outside, that's going to be ball number two. So the count goes to 2-1 to Trey Fletcher. But then you see guys like Trey Fletcher, right? Fletcher. Really, he's playing center field for the Palm Beach Cardinals. You know, he has a lot of speed. If he can get those hits going, he's a threat. And this one goes outside now, the count 3-1.
Can I pull the broadcaster reverse jinx on Trey Fletcher?
Can you, please?
Yes, I hope so, because Fletcher last year, 0 for 16, 16 strikeouts
with
the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what?
He's due for one right now.
He's due for one. You're right.
Boom. He gets on base.
He gets on base.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And that's good.
Yeah. See how I did that?
You did that.
My man. Have a day, Trey. Have a day, Trey.
So Fletcher is on first. You know, he has a lot of speed on the bags, Brian. Just as you predicted. Now with the Moquette in the box, you know, Darling can do a lot of things, man. He has a runner on first with nobody out. We'll see if the Cardinals can get back into this. Here comes the pitch from Milbrandt. This one is going to be, oh, man, just caught the corner. That's going to be strike one. So the count now 0-1 to Moquette.
It's been an interesting strike zone for Nelson Fraley, but it has been consistent, I will say.
It has been consistent.
And that's all you can ask for.
This one up and in. That's going to be ball number one. So the count now 1-1. A consistent strike zone, indeed, Brian. You're right about that.
when you see a stat like that with Trey Fletcher, you start to root for the guy, you know?
This one called a strike, so the count now 1-2. So Milbrandt trying to keep this 2-0 lead at bay with four strikeouts. This one just outside, count now 2-2. Runner on first, threatening here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Brian. We might have a game going on here if we can get something else going on.
We got the tie and run at the plate right now. You got to figure one swing in the back and get a thumb.
Here comes the 2-2. This one ripped up center, and that's going to be a base hit from Moquette. And what a hit it was, Brian. And now we got runners on first and second with nobody out. We got a situation here at the Dean.
And just like that, I mean, you have some activity going on in the Hammerhead bullpen along the third base side. We're going to have a visit to the mound, and it looks like that might be it for Carson Milbrandt. Phenomenal job tonight. Only surrendered two hits, but it looks like a righty is going to be coming in from the bullpen. Looks like we have a pitching change here at the Dean. We're going to send you to a commercial break. We'll be back with a new pitcher right after this.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
All right, Brian, we're here. Opening day, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, bottom of the fifth inning. And now we have Colton Hock in relief.
New pitcher out of the mound, right-hander for the Jupiter.
Colton Hock. How about that? Colton Hock from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
Love Bloomsburg. Tall glass of water, 6'5", 230, and the 27-year-old out of Bloomsburg, PA. Stanford Cardinal product.
A fourth-round pick in the 2017 draft. So you know they got a lot of stock in this guy. They want to see him do good. We'll see what happens. Hock against Espinoza on the mound. Nobody out right now with a runner on second. Brian, we'll see if Espinoza can make something happen.
If you look at Rodriguez over there at first base, he's kind of pinched in looking for a bunt over here.
And this one dribbled over to the pitcher. And, man, that gets past the first baseman. And just like that, Brian, the Cardinals get their first run of the season, of the game. And it's now 2-1. And you hear the music blast. And it's a party here at the Dean. We got a ball game.
Well, welcome to minor league baseball, where there's a routine bunt to the third baseman. And it just gets away from the first baseman, Christian Rodriguez. A low throw in the dirt. He's not able to scoop it out. Gets away from him. Allows the run coming to score.
And just like that, Brian, you just mentioned it. You just described everything. 2-1 is the ball game now with a runner on second and third and nobody out. And now it's up to Juan Bin Cho, the leadoff hitter, taking the first pitch there. A big hack for a strike. 0-1 the count. But Colton Hock in relief. He's got a situation here with nobody out.
That's two errors over there by Jordan McCants. Just low throws. What seems like relatively easy plays for the third baseman right there.
You would think.
I'm not saying it's McCann's fault. I'm not saying it's Rodriguez's fault, but one of those guys has to get on the same page.
Yeah, and you can't put it all on Hawk, right? He comes into relief.
You can't put that on Hawk.
You can't.
It was a bunt.
You can't. And now he's got runners on second and third, Brian, with nobody out. The game is 2-1. Hammerheads clinging on to this lead. And we got a lot of baseball left. I mean, it's the fifth inning here. Big swing and a miss. And Cho goes down on strikes.
What a filthy breaking ball.
But
by Hawk right there.
A much-needed first out for Hawk.
A much-needed first out by Hawk right there. Snapping off the breaking ball. Hit on the hands of Blondin Cho right there.
But you know what? This is why we pay the price for admission. Now you got Paul DeJong.
What did you pay to get in here?
I don't want to tell you. Parking was a little rough, but I'm happy about it. Here comes Paul DeJong. He's in the box now. Takes the first pitch. Fouls it. That's strike number one. Hawk against DeJong with a runner on third and second. One out. You know, DeJong has a lot of Major League Baseball experience, Brian. He can make something happen here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They're looking for it. Here comes the next pitch. This is a nasty curveball. Did you see
that?
Oh, my
filthy
goodness.
Breaking ball.
Bring it to the dry cleaning. That was nasty. Count 0-2 to DeJong. DeJong, a lot of Major League Baseball experience. Play clock, the pitch clock going to 2-1. Here comes the pitch, and this one is smacked in the gap. Brian, and that's going to bring a run home. DeJong coming through with an RBI single, and the game is tied 2-2, baby. 2-2. 3-2. Unbelievable. They got another run in. 3-2.
Oh my goodness.
Man, DeJong coming through with that RBI. Oh, that's beautiful though. 3-2. And the Palm Beach Cardinals now in the lead, in control of things. Man, they made it happen.
Welcome to the Florida State League, bud.
Oh, you got to love it. You got to love it. That's going to bring R.J. Yeager into the box.
Where is that pitch? And he is unhappy with that.
Yeah, a lot of speculation there. The ump going to talk things out. Second baseman, shortstop. The whole infield kind of.
What is going on here?
Yeah, everybody's going to try to figure out what happened there. But man, what a hit by DeJong.
I don't know if he's hurt because the trainer's coming out to the mound. Everybody's coming out to the mound, checking out the pitcher, including the umpires. Manager coming out, athletic trainer coming out, and he's leaving the game right now. I don't know if something happened to him right there.
What about that, though, Brian?
It looks like Colton Hawk's leaving the ballgame right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Something happened to Colton Hawk on that last pitch.
Colton Hawk, as we mentioned,
he's headed to the dugout.
Coming into the game.
Hopefully he's all right.
In relief, and now he's out of the game. He had one strikeout. Things were going kind of good, but you know, DeJong kind of lit him up there. Got the RBI there. The Cardinals are now in the lead.
That's something else.
Brian, do we go to commercial break or
no?
Do we keep it going?
Yeah,
we keep it going, right?
How you doing?
We keep it going. I'm doing good. Listen, this is what we got going on here. Paul DeJong, what a hit, huh?
Well, this is the Florida State League for us. You know what I mean? It's
gotta love it.
You never know what's.
You never know. You're right about that.
Especially when it comes down to the Hammerheads and the Cardinals.
Oh my goodness.
These teams, they played 25 times last
Guys,
year.
Do you even realize what's going on here? These dual teams, I mean, these are the stars of tomorrow. The Marlins are playing everybody. The Cardinals, they want to figure out who's the next big guy.
Who's the next Nolan Gorman?
Who's the next Nolan Arenado?
Yeah.
Who's the next Albert Pujols? Who's the next Yadier Molina? They want to figure it out. And you know what? You see it here at the Dean. I mean, figure it out. We're in the fifth inning.
Sandy Alcantara.
Oh,
did
my.
Did he do the other night?
Did he pitch a complete game in under 2 hours?
Under 2 hours.
Aye.
That was something else.
That's what you see here. A product of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And we got a lot going on right now. Who's warming up?
I mean, I figure we taught Sandy everything he knows. You know,
I want to take some credit for that.
Yeah.
Can I take some credit for that?
We should.
Okay. I think we should. But, you know, we got a new pitcher on the mound. Colton Hong obviously couldn't figure it out. He's Colton Hawk. He's maybe injured. We'll get a report later on. We got a new pitcher warming up. Brian, do we know who's warming up? Or
no, I forgot my binoculars.
It's okay. It's opening day. It's game one.
It is opening
day. Yeah, we'll bring him next time.
We do know it's a lefty out of
him. It's a lefty?
We got that going.
But look, we got a new pitcher coming in. Colton Hawk, injured, has just left the game. He came in for relief.
Cade Gibson. I mean, let's be
is
real.
Is Gibson warming up?
We know it's Cade Gibson. Fooling the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, it's all right. Kate Gibson, 6'2", 200 pounds from Ruston, Louisiana, Brian.
Down
and
the bayou?
Yeah. He's killing it. He's a fourth round.
Louisiana Tech kid, 25 years old. Look at him.
Yeah, 10th round pick in the 2022 draft. So
pretty
he was
good,
up there.
Pretty good numbers, too. Last year with the Jupiter Hammerheads, pitched four games. The guy did not allow a run.
Wow.
Wow.
So they got to feel confident.
I mean, he's kind of a monster, not going to lie. You know?
Listen.
Only four hits allowed in those 7 2/3 innings work. Opponents hit 148.
That was a rare injury with Colton leaving right now in his first inning of work. And what more can you ask for, right? We got Gibson now on the mound.
Third pitcher of the night for the Jupiter Hammerheads, followed Milbrandt, Hawk, and now Gibson. Here we go.
So Yeager in the box. Gibson on the mound. Impromptu relief assignment for Gibson. Here comes the first pitch from him. And this one is popped all the way up. Brian, that's going to be on the first base side. Strike number one.
Yeager's had a good night so far. Doubled back in the first. Beached on an error back in the fourth.
And Yeager was one of those guys last year that we looked at. As you know, there's a lot of potential there. Mm-hmm. And he's showing it again. Count now 2-1 going up against Gibson. Runner on first with one out. Cardinals on top 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals putting up three in this fifth inning, showing that they mean business. Here comes the next pitch. This one outside, bringing the count to 3-1.
It looked like Hammerheads all the way after their top half of the fourth inning where they put up a two spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Cardinals answer right back here with three in their home half.
But you know what, Brian? That's why the Cardinals were in the playoffs, right? They this one just fouled.
Really?
Down the third base. I mean, just fouled, guys. Just fouled. I mean, just on the other side of the white line. But you know, Brian, this is why this Cardinals team made it happen last year. You know, they got into that playoff conversation. You know, when it comes down to the second half, I mean, this is a team that really did well. You know, so a slow start might not mean so much, but they're really trying to get off to a good start here. 3-2 the lead.
I don't care what sport it is. You get a ticket to the dance.
That's it.
Enjoy.
Cardinals getting eliminated by the St. Lucie Mets last year in the playoffs. They had a strong second half. Trying to pick up where they left off.
We don't have to bring that up again.
Rough times. Here comes the pitch from Gibson over to Yeager. Count full.
Wow.
And did he get him?
Yeah.
Did he hit him?
Apparently.
Oh, man, he's down on the floor.
Yeah.
Down in the dirt there, and he's going to take first base. So runners now on first and second with one out. Cardinals on top 3-2.
It looks like that breaking, but certainly not intentional, as a breaking ball catches the ankle right there of R.J. Yeager.
You know, Brian, as we kind of settle in into this game, you know, opposite conversations when we talk about last season, it was the Hammerheads with a strong start in the first half and the Cardinals with a strong start in the second half.
It was a tale of two halves for both
That's
teams.
What I mean.
Tale of two halves for both teams.
Gibson now pitching to Barnall. Here comes the first pitch. This one a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1.
If you're the Hammerheads here, you had complete command of this game going into this inning. Now you're looking to just try and you know, dodge the bullet. You've already given up three here in the home half of the fifth, and you're trying to keep it at that.
Yeah, and it's a tough task for Gibson. Mentioning what you just described, you know, now you got runners on first and second if you're the Cardinals. One out, you're up 3-2. Here we go.
Lefty on righty matchup, no less.
Good crowd here tonight, huh? Here comes a 1-1 pitch. This one chopped right in between the second baseman and the first baseman, and a runner comes home. And just like that, Brian, the Cardinals are now on top 4-2. Unbelievable, an RBI single for Bernal.
Nice piece of hitting by the cleanup hitter, Leonardo Bernal. You expect your cleanup hitter to just completely knock one off the moon right there. But all he does, it's not sexy. He hits a little ground ball between first and second. It goes into right field, and it brings the runner home from second.
All he does is hit no matter what. And Bernal getting an RBI single there, getting the Cardinals up on top. It's a 4-2 lead. And just like that, Baez, Joshua Baez, he's a big bat. He's right there in that fifth spot, Ryan. And let me tell you, with a runner on first and third, Brian, they can really blow this game open right now.
Well, the guy, runners at the corners right here. Runners at the corners, and now he has a two ball and no strike count. He has two strikeouts on the night. All you got to do is put this ball in play. You got the middle infield at double play depth. They're looking to turn two. You hit a fly ball to the outfield, you're going to get this run home.
Yeah. And it's not an easy task for Gibson, right? He came in impromptu. This one is outside and away. The count now is 3-0 with one out. Runners on the corners, as you mentioned. But Gibson came in relief out of nowhere, and now he's in the jam. And this one is smacked up high by Baez. An easy routine play for the right fielder. And tagging. The Cardinals are going for it.
Run scores, though.
Hello.
Run scores, though.
We got
though.
Two outs.
Run scores, though, if I'm correct. We'll find out in a second.
All right, we'll figure that out. Let's go to commercial break. 5-2, right?
Yep.
Okay. So there we go. An RBI. An out. And that's the end of the inning. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything because she had easy access to a gun. I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A new pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals, Roy Garcia, up against Jorge Caballero.
Yeah, 22-year-old, 6 foot, 190 pounds is the 22-year-old Roy Garcia.
That last pitch up and in, bringing the count to 1-2.
Out of the Dominican Republic. Spent some time with the Palm Beach Cardinals last year, 5.66 ERA.
This one fouled away. Count now stays at 1-2. But, yeah, you know, familiar face in Roy Garcia, Brian. And this is a guy that, you know, they feel comfortable with on the mound, trying to keep a 5-2 lead right now. Palm Beach Cardinals on top. Here comes the pitch. This one just misses the plate. Man, just misses the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Oof.
You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't want to be too critical,
no,
Brian.
But it's opening night. Let's be critical.
Let's be critical. You're right. Here comes the next pitch. This one is smacked in the gap. And this is going to be a base hit for Caballero.
And look, we're not rooting for either of these. You know, we're rooting for good baseball. But, I mean, how does that last pitch miss?
That's Caballero's second base hit. He's 2-for-3 on the night. Big hit for him. Runner on first with nobody out.
Are we going to have extra innings here?
My goodness. Can you imagine? I want to hang out.
I can imagine.
I want to hang out in Abaco after this and have a drink. You know? I don't want it to be too late. Here comes the pitch. This one outside and away. Count starts 0-1. Javier Sanoa in the box. Hasn't gotten a hit yet, Brian, but you know he's a familiar face for these Hammerheads, and they know he can make it happen. Here comes the next pitch. He rips this one just foul. Ay, ay, ay.
I guess Sanoa doesn't like his friends out in the bullpen right there because he had them dancing.
Sanoa playing center field. Speed on the bags. If he can get on there, an instant threat for your Hammerheads. And he rips this one past the third baseman. That's going to be a base hit. And Sanoa is on first base with a beautiful, beautiful hit there.
Just like that, the tying run comes to the plate.
With nobody out. So with nobody out, we got runners on first and second. Roy Garcia now in a little bit of a situation here, Brian. We got runners on first and second. You know, they're down 5-2. This can be an opportunity. So the Palm Beach Cardinals, and this one is smacked foul. Barstad getting off to an 0-1 count. Palm Beach Cardinals with a five runs in the fifth inning. Brian, how do you like that?
I love this right now.
I love it. This one just outside. Just outside. Count goes to 1-1 to Barstad.
So Cameron Barstad to finish the season off last year, 16-game on base streak to end the season last year.
This one, a check swing. What is it going to be called?
Nope. There we go.
This one is called the ball, so the count goes to 2-1. But you mentioned that about Barstad. You know, a guy they can rely on in that spot, you know, when it comes to being a catcher. And you love catchers that can hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he can make it happen, this guy has a future here with the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Miami Marlins. Here comes the pitch. And this one is smacked right, though, to the left fielder. And an easy routine play for Caballero. And that's going to be out number one with the runner staying on first and second. That's Juan Bin Chu. Is that him?
Yeah, Cho out there in left field Cho. Making the nice catch.
There we go. A little bit of hiccups. We got two home teams playing.
This is always the tough part. Whenever the Hammerheads and the Cardinals
We got two home teams playing, guys. You know what happens here at the theme. We got the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. But that's the first out. Now we got Spahn in the box. Garcia pitching. 5-2. Your Palm Beach Cardinals on top of the Jupiter Hammerheads here on the opening day. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. this one all the way up in the air, and who's going to get it? A lucky fan is going to get it. And that brings the count to 1-1. A loud foul, Brian. A loud foul.
See a Bryce Harper jersey down there.
Yeah.
Good work by that.
You're a Philly fan, huh? A little
kind of,
a little bit.
I guess you could say.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Spahn. Spahn ripping this one over to right field, but it's going to go foul right before the Cassidy Cool Zone.
That had the distance.
That had the distance. 1-2. Just a little bit, right? Just a little bit. Phillies fan, just a little bit? Just a little bit. So count 1-2 to Spahn. Garcia with one out here in the top of the sixth. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't.
Wow, he went.
Did he go?
Wow.
He got him. Big strikeout there for Garcia. Out number two. So with runners on first and second, Garcia able to muster that second out there on the strikeout.
That's a huge out by Garcia.
That's a big
out, right there.
Big out there. That's going to bring Christian Rodriguez into the box up against Garcia. Garcia with one strikeout on the night, that one being his strikeout. Next pitch inside. Count now 1-1. Two outs here, Brian. You got the Palm Beach Cardinals on top 5-2 in the top of the sixth here. A lot of baseball to be played here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here goes the pitch, a big swing and a miss.
Filthy changeup right there.
Count goes to 1-2 on Rodriguez. Rodriguez has had great luck. I mean, he's doing his thing. He's gotten on base every time. He's batting 1,000, Brian. Big swing and a miss there.
Jinx him.
And I'm sorry, folks, he struck out. There you go. And just like that, the Cardinals stay on top 5-2. The Hammer outside the inning. And just like that, Brian, we'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that Mike.
And Caballero rounding first over to second, Brian. And just like that, Curiali, man, gets a double to start things off here in the bottom of the sixth.
Have a day.
That's a big deal right now with the Cardinals leading 5-2. So Curiali's on second. Gibson now has a tough task ahead of him here in the bottom of the sixth. How about that? A double to start the sixth inning here. You like that?
I'd like to see Fletcher.
Do you like that?
First hit here with the Palm Beach Cardinals here.
Fletcher. We'll see if we can get that first hit here. And Curiali throws over, and a wild throw, and just like, oh my goodness!
Yeah, pickoff throw to second went errant and went right over the second baseman's head, Morris set, and into center field, allowing Curiali to head down to third.
Curiali with a heads up play now is over at third with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, now things get easier for Fletcher, infield in on the grass.
That first pitch, a strike, count 0-1 to Fletcher.
0-2.
And that's another strike out there. So Gibson gets his first of the night.
Yeah, he's had a tough time making contact. That's Fletcher.
Well, you know, Fletcher is one of those guys that we're going to see all season long, Brian. You know, trying to get those repetitions in, those big at-bats in. This was an opportunity for him. It didn't happen. I mean, he'll get it again. And this one is smacked, chopped over to the third baseman. And, wow, what a play. Man, easy play there, McCants. Over to the first. That's two outs now.
But
so.
A good job by Moquette putting the ball in play, allowing the ground ball to go to third, and Curiali coming in from third to score to make it a 6-2 ball game right now.
Yeah, so two outs here. Hammerhead's trying to keep this game at bay, down 6-2. Espinoza in the box. He's been perfect so far, batting 1,000. We'll see what can happen here. Nobody on base. And he rips this one, and that's going to be a single for Espinoza, Brian. Very impressive so far, and the Cardinals are on the bags. So two outs now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And just like that, Juan Bincho has an opportunity to bring a run in, make something happen. We got a runner on first with two outs. Espinoza making it happen with two base hits on this opening day. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one outside to Juan Bincho. Called for ball number two. So the count now 2-0. With two outs.
And it seems like the errors have kind of come back to bite the Hammerheads in the rear.
Three errors.
Yeah.
Three errors, Brian. I mean, that's a big deal right now. This one just catches the corner of the plate, called strike, counting out 2-1. So 2-1 the count, two outs. Juan Bincho here in the leadoff spot for the Cardinals. And this one just smacked foul over the third baseline. Count goes to 2-2.
It seemed like the Hammerheads were in complete command of the game after taking a two-run lead back in the top half of the fourth, but Cardinals answer right back with five in their home half of the fifth, and now one here in their home half of the sixth.
Can you imagine? Five in the fifth, and this is a stolen base attempt. He is safe by a mile. Safe by a mile, and just like that, Espinoza is on second, right? And we're good to go.
And there's not too many people like JT Realmuto behind home plate that can throw batters out.
Oh, my goodness.
Or runners out, I should say.
You know, that pitch clock, all these rule changes, kind of, it changes the mix of things when it comes to these things that matter in the ballgame. Gibson now. Full count. Here comes the pitch. This one chopped right over to the first baseman. A routine play there. And just like that, it's out number three, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back. Brian and Walter here on the Jupiter Hammerheads and Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Palm Beach Cardinals on top, 6-2. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Where are we at?
And we're back here in the top half of the seventh inning. Takes off 9-1-2 for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Tanner Allen will lead things off. We'll take the first pitch wide for ball one. The 1-0. Called a strike on the inner half. Counts even at 1-1. Allen 0 for 2 on the evening with the strikeout.
What an inning. We have McCants, Morsa, and Lewis up.
1-1, backdoor breaking ball by Garcia in for a called strike two looking. 6-2 score. We're in the top half of the seventh. The 1-2 breaking ball misses upstairs in the zone. Counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 2-2 breaking ball fouled at the plate.
So Tanner Allen, Brian, a familiar face here for the Jupiter Hammerheads here at the Dean. We'll see if we can make something happen. I mean, you know, you would hope so.
The 2-2 misses wide. Full count to Tanner Allen as that ball goes into center field as it's relayed from Bernal to Roy Garcia, or kind of relayed, an attempt of a relay, I guess you would say.
Full count here now for Allen.
I wonder if that affects the pitch clock right there.
I think it does a little bit. Hammerheads down 6-2.
Payoff pitch grounded right side. Moquette up with it. The second baseman will throw down to Yeager. 4-3 put out for the first out to start things out here in the top half of the seventh. We'll flip it back to the top of the order. Jordan McCann's coming to the plate.
Now batting, the third baseman, number 4. Jordan McCants.
McCants 1-for-3 on the evening. He singled in his first at-bat back in the first inning. Bats from the left-hand side, the first pitch. Garcia starts him off with the breaking ball on the outside edge for ball one. Working quickly from the first base side of the rubber, the wind and the 1-0. Misses upstairs, counts 2 balls and no strikes.
Garcia with 2 strikeouts so far. 1 inning of work. Here in the 2-0 count.
2-0. Fouled straight back to the screen. McCants, a third round pick by the Miami Marlins back in 2021 out of Pensacola Catholic High School. In Pensacola, Florida, the 20-year-old stands in, batting from the left hand side. The 2-1 skied out of play, left side. Games in Marlins rookie ball last year was McCants. Batted 245. The 2-2 brushes him off the plate, in on the hands. Count runs full. 6-2 score. We're in the top half of the seventh. Cardinals lead. Garcia lines the payoff pitch. Fouled out of play, left side.
Garcia now with a full count here against McCants. One out, Brian. Trying to hold a 6-2 lead here.
Payoff pitch yet again. Breaking ball. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Much to the chagrin right there of Jordan McCants, who tried to sell his way down to first base. First out in the inning. That'll bring up Cody Morissette to the plate. Excuse me, second out of the inning.
Cody Morissette.
Two up, two down for Roy Garcia. Two-hitter Cody Morissette stepping into the box. He's 0 for 3 on the night.
Morissette with three. Garcia with three strikeouts. One inning pitch so far. That's good work.
First pitch, fastball 93. Misses down and away for ball one.
And now Morissette, Brian, hasn't gotten a hit yet. You know, with two outs, trying to make something happen here. Here we go.
Well, no, this,
this one is ripped
into right center field for a base hit. Morissette's a two-out base runner. That'll bring up the three-hitter Ian Lewis to the plate.
How about that, Brian? Morissette with his first hit there. A base hit. Okay, and it means so much with the Hammerheads down 6-2 with two outs here. Top of the seventh inning. They're trying to make something happen. Ian Lewis now in the box.
Switch hitting Lewis at the plate, batting from the left-hand side. He'll lay off the first pitch upstairs in the zone. The appeal goes to the base umpire.
Ooh.
And it's called a strike. Base umpire.
Oh, my goodness.
Base umpire with the best view standing behind the pitcher.
How about that, Brian?
That's something else.
Got a little drama here at the Dean.
A 1-2 seamer called a strike right at the hip. Lewis quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. He's 1 for 3 on the evening. He's singled back in the fourth, came around to score the first of the two runs for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
And you got to love the stuff that you're seeing from Roy Garcia. About an inning and a half pitch, three strikeouts. Let's keep this going. Cardinals trying to hold on to a 6-2 lead.
Did he go around? Yes, says home plate umpire Nelson Fraley. Lewis goes down on strikes for the final out to retire the side here. In the top half of the seventh, it's stretch time here at the Dean. Cardinals lead 6-2, Brian Loftus. Walter Works here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stretch?
Kind of.
A little bit?
I tried.
We deserve it.
I tried to stretch.
It's opening day.
Old, man.
Brian, come on, Brian.
Chris Rotondo will lead things off here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Cade Gibson back out for his second inning to work for the Hammerheads. The 0-1 misses down in the zone, counts even at 1-1.
Gibson. Trying to keep the Hammerheads in the game.
It's fouled at the plate by Rotondo. Rotondo pinch hitting for Paul DeYoung at the plate. Rotondo, a Villanova University product.
Villanova, huh?
If you notice my hat.
Yeah, I know. I know. Villanova, good school. A lot of things expected out of Rotondo. We'll see what happens here. Here comes the pitch.
Called third strike on the inner half. March Madness is over for Rotondo as he goes down on strikes. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager to play.
That's Gibson's second strikeout of the night, bringing his ERA down to 4.50. In an early season, Brian, and you know what? The Hammerheads are trying to do everything they can to stay in this game.
Backdoor breaking ball to R.J. Yeager on the first pitch. Just misses wide for Bowen. Did you do a March Madness bracket?
I did. And like all of us, I think we lost, right?
This one's skied out to right field. Playable for Tanner Allen. He shades over to the right side. He'll make the catch. Easy F-line put out. Two up, two down. Yeah, I don't think too many people had San Diego State and Utah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
That'll bring up Leonardo Bernal to the plate as he jumps into the box as he's getting used to the pitch clock. First pitch. This is low in the zone for ball one.
What a game tonight, huh? 6-2.
Well, and the interesting part is we've seen the pitch clock down here for a few years. This one's grounded sharply. Third baseline. Backhanded stab by Jordan McCants. The throw to first is in time.
Man.
5-3 put out. What a play by Jordan McCants. Hot corner to hot corner for the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the seventh, we're going to the eighth. Cardinals lead 6-2. Here's the eighth.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back here in the top half of the eighth, 6-2 Cardinals lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads here in opening night. Brian Loftus-Walter works here. We got a new pitcher out on the mound, right-hander of the Long Beach Cardinals, Tanner Jacobson out of Pittsburgh, PA, delivers the first pitch. It's a fastball right down Main Street to Jorge Caballero.
Ben Roethlisberger-like, you think, or what? Tanner Jacobson.
Close enough.
Yeah, trying to keep this lead intact here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
0-1 slider misses up in the zone. Yeah, Tanner Jacobson, 10th round pick out of Pittsburgh, PA, out of Queens College.
Oof. A lot of diversity there.
The 1-1 misses on the inner half, not by much, the Caballero. Caballero, 1-for-2 on the evening. He walked and scored back in the fourth, singled in his last at-bat. As the 2-1 comes in, misses wide.
Count now 3-1 to Caballero, and these games mean so much, Brian. You know, if you guys can feel the environment here at the Dean, here comes the pitch.
3-1, skied out of play, first base side.
These games mean so much. Every pitch, every at-bat, you know, in the Florida State League, these guys have an opportunity.
They're playing for their future.
Yes. Yes, I love calling these games.
The payoff pitch, swung on, fouled, straight back just to our right.
You know, you think about somebody like Caballero. We saw him all season long last season. And when it comes down to these Hammerheads and this Marlins organization, I mean, you can make the jump really quick. Here comes the pitch.
This ball is driven into the alley in left center field. Going back is the left fielder, Lan Bin Cho. He will make the catch.
A loud out there for Caballero.
He squared that one up.
But that's what I mean, Brian. It's like every pitch, every bat, everything counts here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. An opening day weekend here means so much, right? With the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, every player is on display.
Javier Sanoa steps to the plate. He'll take the first pitch slider upstairs in the zone for ball one. Sanoa 1-for-3. So far on the evening, he's singled in his last at-bat. He'll lay off the 1-0. Down and away for ball two. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes.
2 balls and no strikes. Jacobson against Sanoa.
The 2-0 misses off the plate.
And this is a familiar situation for the Palm Beach Cardinals. You know, they know how to get back into the game. They were down before their backup.
3-0 right down Main Street. Sanoa tosses his bat, trying to sell himself a walk right there. As he'll have to pick up the lumber again and step back into the box. For
that brings, what, 3-1 now?
Here it comes from Jacobson. 3-1. Now Sanoa can toss his bat and get rid of all his arm guard stuff as he'll trot down to first base with a one-out walk.
A lot of baseball to be played here at the Dean tonight. Ryan, obviously we see now Sanoa getting on first base. That's a big thing for the Hammerheads. Down 6-2. They're trying to make something happen against these Palm Beach Cardinals.
Hammerheads still have 5 outs left to work with as Cameron Barstad steps into the plate. First pitch runs inside for ball one.
One out here.
Middle infield at double play depth. Espinoza and Moquette pinched up the middle. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses down at the shoe tops. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. As it's going to warrant a visit out to the mound by Leonardo Bernal. He'll go and try and calm his pitcher down out there.
Yeah, Bernal's he's going to talk to Jacobson. You know, it's just the catcher and the pitcher talking. Nothing crazy. But with somebody like Barstad in the box, Brian, you know he's a familiar face here on this Hammerheads team. And if somebody's going to make it happen, it's going to be him with a runner on first and one out. It's a big deal here in the bottom of the seventh.
Two balls, no strikes, one out the pitch. Swung on. This ball is crushed out of the stadium, but foul right side.
Right over the casting, cools off.
A changeup right there, 89 miles per hour. Barstad well out in front of that pitch. From Tanner Jacobson, 2 balls and a strike. Jacobson set at the letters the pitch. Check swing at the plate, he went around.
Barstad against Jacobson. 6-2, the Cardinals on top.
2 balls, 2 strikes, one out, the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball in on the hands, fools Barstad. A big second out by Tanner Jacobson here in the top half of the eighth. That'll bring up Harrison Spahn to the plate.
The shortstop, number 3, Harrison Spahn.
Spahn 0-for-2 on the evening. RBI sack fly back in the fourth. He bats from the right-hand side. Righty-on-righty matchup. The first pitch. Paints the fastball on the outside edge for a called strike one.
And don't forget, Brian, with all the Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball rule changes, you know, this 20-second clock when runners are on base is a big deal.
The 0-1 misses low in the zone. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs, 6-2 Cardinals lead here. We're in the top half of the eighth. Jacobson gets his sign. The 1-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Filthy slider right there.
Oh, yeah. Now Jacobson is bringing the stuff on the mound for the Cardinals, trying to keep this 6-2 lead intact.
The righty set at the letters, the 1-2, breaking ball grounded left side. This is through the hole into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Javier Sanoa. Spahn will stop at first. It'll put runners at first and second here with two outs.
Nice hit there by Spahn. Getting runners now on first and second with Christian Rodriguez, Brian, in the box.
Rodriguez steps into the box batting from the left-hand side. He's 1-for-2 so far on the evening. Hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Singled in the fourth. Struck out in his last at-bat back in the sixth. The righty Jacobson checks the runner at second to pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. Seven hits aside for both the Hammerheads and the Cardinals so far tonight. Jacobson checks the runner at second. The 0-1 backdoor breaking ball never broke. It misses upstairs. Counts even at 1-1.
6-2 here with the Palm Beach Cardinals on top.
The 1-1. Grounded right side. Easy play for the second baseman, Moquette. He stays down on it. The throw to Yeager's in time, 4-3 put out for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the eighth. No runs across for the Jupiter Hammerheads as they go trailing 6-2 as we head to the bottom half of the eighth here at the Dean.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. 6-2 Palm Beach Cardinals lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads. A little rivalry at the Dean. 5, 6, and 7 due up.
Are you having a good time, Brian?
For now.
6-2.
I'm kind of hoping we go extra innings right
now. I'm hoping to.
Lefty on a righty matchup as Josh Baez steps into the box. The first pitch, a little number off the end of the bat. It's trickling down the foul line, letting it go foul is Cameron Barstad. Wise play by the catcher there. New left-handed pitcher out on the mound, Evan Taylor for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 6'4", tall glass of water, 250 pounds, 23-year-old Arkansas Razorback product.
Razorback.
Ninth round pick by the Marlins in last year's 2022 draft. 0-1 record last year with Jupiter.
What a big matchup here between Baez and Taylor, huh?
Working out of the stretch. From the belt, Taylor delivers. Fastball. Just misses on the outside corner.
So the count 1-1 now to Baez. Baez a big bat here for the Cardinals.
A This one, slow roller up the middle. Taylor's going to field it just to the third base side of the pitcher's mound. He'll field it and throw down to first for the 1-3 put out. One up, one down to start things out here in the bottom half of the eighth. That'll bring up Michael Curiale to the plate.
Curiale. He's going to get a chance to make something happen here, Brian. We'll see what happens with Taylor on the mound.
Curiale's been aboard twice so far tonight. He doubled and scored in his last at-bat. He'll take the first pitch, backdoor breaking ball, in for a called strike one looking. And Curiale walked back in the second inning, was caught stealing, however. Back when the Hammerheads were in complete command of this game, this one's going to plunk him right on the hip. Curiale will take first. He's aboard for the third time tonight.
That's it. That's
just
what
how
matters.
We drew it up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Brian. And now we got Trey Fletcher trying to get his first hit of the night.
I want to see Trey Fletcher.
You want to see Trey Fletcher. You've been a big Trey Fletcher fan since we got in the booth.
It's when I typed in his stats. This guy's due for a home.
Tell me what happened when you typed in his stats.
First pitch, swing and a miss.
They told you this guy was the next big thing, huh?
Well,
He's got a lot of potential, Brian.
He's had a tough time at the plate so far down here at the minor league level. Counts 0-1. Lefty on righty matchup. Taylor set at the belt, checks the runner at first. The 0-1 grounded sharply.
Ooh.
Diving stop by the first baseman,
wow.
Rodriguez.
Wow.
He'll step on the bag himself. Moving up to second on the play, however, is Michael Curiale.
What about that play by Christian Rodriguez? A beautiful scooper there at first. A nice defensive play. Keeping the Hammerheads in this game. And now Darlin Moquette in the box, Brian. He's got a lot to deal with.
Moquette 1-for-3 on the evening. Singled back in the fifth inning. Came around to score one of those five runs in that five-run fifth inning. For the Palm Beach Cardinals, the first pitch, swing and a miss, fooled on the breaking ball.
Moquette trying to keep this lead intact. 6-2, the Cardinals on top here in the bottom of the eighth.
The 0-1 fastball misses wide. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Two runs, seven hits, and three errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We're in the bottom half of the eighth. Curiale leads away from second. Taylor checks the runner. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fooled on the changeup, well out in front is Darlin Moquette.
The Moquette went chasing after that one, Brian. You got one RBI in this young season. It means so much. We'll see if he can make anything else happen here.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Taylor gets his sign to pitch. This one's lined into center field. This will drop in for a base hit just in front of Sanella. Being waved around third is Curiale. He will score without a throw. It's an RBI single for Darlin Moquette. And the Cardinals pad their lead. It's now a 7-2 lead for the Redbirds.
Oh, man, what a way to just dig it in. To the Hammerheads. Moquette makes it happen, and now the Hammerheads are on top 7-2, Brian. How do you feel about that?
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Oh, man, we got to get used to this.
I know.
It's opening day. It's okay. It's opening day. It happens. But the Cardinals now. 7-2, Brian.
It's tough loving both of these teams. Am I right?
I love both of them. I want them all to do well.
Can we just tie this ball game?
Oh.
First pitch to Lissandro. Espinoza's fouled off.
With that hit, Moquette makes it 7-2. 7-2. Cardinals
the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled on the changeup. Taylor pulls the string on that pitch. Espinoza quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Set up the belt. long set, down to two, down to one. Pickoff throw to first, back in time safely as Darlin Marquette.
Regardless, we have love for both of these teams, Brian. And, you know, you see so much good come from the Hammerheads, come from the Cardinals. A 7-2 lead when it comes to this game. Here comes the pitch.
The 0-2 misses wide off the plate.
You know, we're rooting for both teams. You know we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want these guys to do well. And here we are, 7-2, bottom of the eighth inning. Anything can happen. We got the fans.
Who are the fans? That's what I'm wondering.
We got the fans yelling.
The 1-2 right out at the plate.
We got to get them in the booth. Oh, boy.
Maybe we can turn the natural sound up here a little bit because the fans are.
Oh, my goodness.
They're getting
you're getting into the editing now, which I love.
The 1-2 swing and a miss.
Ooh, he got him.
Taylor strikes out Espinosa for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the eighth. We're going to the ninth here at the Dean. Hammerheads need 5 to tie to keep this game extended. Ryan's office, Walter Works, here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back here for the top half of the ninth. 9-1 and 2 do up for the Hammerheads as they have their last licks. Trailing 7-2 in this ballgame. Gustavo Rodriguez out on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch grounded right off the glove of Rodriguez. Fielding it is the shortstop Espinosa. The throw to first is in time. That escalated quickly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a play. What a play by the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Just how they drew it up. A line drive off the glove of the pitcher, right to the shortstop, and a throw to the first baseman.
That's it. That's it, Brian.
And that's how you get your first out.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful opening day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
They're going to go check on Gustavo Rodriguez, the pitcher, out on the mound. I don't think that caught him. I think that caught his glove. Am I correct?
Well, those things happen. It's opening day. We got to check everything out. It's okay, Brian. We're going to be okay.
I knew it was okay. And
we're
going to
be okay.
Rodriguez knew
we're
going to
be
okay.
Okay. We're going to be okay.
Gustavo Rodriguez shooing the athletic trainer and the manager away.
Well,
back to the dugout.
Gustavo is very important here because we're counting on him to close the game.
One pitch, one out.
That's it.
Top of the order.
That's it.
Jordan McCann's coming to the plate.
That's it.
McCann's 1-for-4 on the evening. Pair of strikeouts. He did signal in his first at-bat. And
what is going on?
the Bat Boy has to come out and throw another rosin bag out to Gustavo.
We got to love the Bat Boy,
what
huh?
What is going on right now?
No, the Bat Boy means something. It's okay.
Righty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez out of the windup the first pitch. Fastball misses wide for ball one.
So we're here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Swing and a miss. Counts even.
Brian,
1-1.
Are we getting drinks after the game in Abacoa? Beautiful Abacoa. Do we ever mention what goes on outside of the stadium?
There's certain nights where we should, and there's certain nights where we shouldn't.
I love it, man. Join me and Brian. Abacoa, it's beautiful here.
The 2-1 slapped foul back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 7-2 score. Cardinals lead here. Opening night 2023 season.
7-2. Oof.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. McCants tried to hold up his swing. He went around. And a big second out here in the top half of the ninth. Cardinals one out away from closing this thing out here on opening night. That'll bring up the last hope for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cody Moore set to the plate.
You know what, Brian, with two outs, I mean, both teams played a very intense game. You know what I mean? Like, both teams brought it tonight. You know, the Hammerheads led early on.
First pitch. This one skied out to right center field. Going back is Fletcher and Baez. They'll converge on it. The right fielder Baez will make the catch for the final out, and it's a 1-2-3 ninth inning as Gustavo Rodriguez closes things out here on opening night for the Palm Beach Cardinals as the first place Palm Beach Cardinals.
That's it, baby.
Headed to the standings. 1-0 Hammerheads fall to 0-1 so far on the season. We're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back for the postgame right after this here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the Cardinals win this opener 7-2 over the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Only 9 o'clock tonight, Walter.
Oh, 9 good, o'clock.
Good night for baseball. Early night. Thanks to the pitch clock.
We can still catch happy hour.
Absolutely.
I thought
happy hour was at 5.
No. We're good, Brian.
But a good night. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals as they start the season off in the victory column. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads as they fall in this one by a score of 7-2. A great night of baseball. It was a tale of two halves for both teams, really, because it looks like the Hammerheads started out on fire, and then the Cardinals came on late.
Yeah, it was that type of story all night long, Brian. You mentioned it. The Hammerheads here, the Cardinals here, and you know what? Overall, what a great night of baseball. I mean, you had the Cardinals come out on top, right? 7-2. What a great night when it comes to the opening day.
Yeah, and here's the problem for the Hammerheads, I should say. What happened tonight for them, they got men on base, but here's the problem. 0-10 with runners in scoring position. Cardinals 4-14 with runners in scoring position. That pretty much tells the tale of the tape right there. Cardinals capitalized, the Hammerheads didn't. And that's all it is.
And that's been the tale of the tape all season long, right? Every season, one team is consistent, one isn't. And you know what? Tonight it was the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. You know, they were down in the beginning. They came out on top. Listen, when you talk about baseball, Brian, it's a full game, right? 9 innings. That's what matters. And the Cardinals showed that they are the team.
Well, and the fact of the matter, too, is, you know, that I'm going to give my player the game. You might even take mine, so I'm going to go outside the box right now. As good of a job as Bryson Motz did, starting pitcher who picked up the win, 1-0, 5 solid innings. The bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 4 shutout innings of baseball. 6 strikeouts. Garcia, Jakobsen, Rodriguez. And I might even say Jakobsen. It might be Jacobson. But you know what? It's Masters week. So sometimes you need to bust out the Jakobsen.
Yeah, and I know you love golf, Brian. And, you know, Masters week is everything. But you know what? You point out Mouts. And I think Garcia is the man. He had 2 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts, mm-hmm. no ERAs. He's my player of the game.
Yeah, the bullpen. Solid
I mean, Garcia
job.
Is that guy that can putt. You know, when we're talking about golf, he's got the short game, the long game. He's everything. Garcia came in 2 innings strong, and I think he was the man tonight.
Look, sometimes you don't need a good lie.
You know Garcia was your filmmaker.
You could be in the rough.
Can I give you a hug? He was the guy tonight. Garcia was your Phil Mickelson. You know it, right?
Do you have money on Phil Mickelson this week?
I don't know. But listen, tonight what happened with Garcia and your guy, you know, Mouts, this is a prescription for the whole season. This is what this team has to do to beat the team in the Florida Atlantic East Division. I mean, it was just beautiful tonight. You mentioned Mouts and Garcia. I mean, what a 1-2 tandem. It was beautiful tonight for the Cardinals.
Yeah, beautiful job for the Cardinals. They got on the winning side of this one between the fins and the feathers here in one of many matchups here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Be with you tomorrow night, starting at 6:20 p.m. here in Game 2 of this 3-game series, if I'm correct. That would make sense.
It's
right?
Opening day.
Absolutely.
We can have a good time.
7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors.
What a win by the Cardinals.
For the Jupiter Hammerheads. It was a great night of baseball.
What a win by the Cardinals, huh?
Hammerheads jumped out to the early lead, and Cardinals came.
What a win by the Cardinals. You know why I say that, Ryan?
Brian.
Brian, listen, we went there last year. They got to the playoffs with the St. Lucie Mets. We were there with them. They're the type of team that can make it happen. They know how to adapt, transition. They got in there midseason. Look, they had a terrible first half. They had a good second half. This is a team that they're for real, man. You know, the Cardinals are the team to beat in this division. The Hammerheads, they have to catch up. You know that. You know that, Brian. You know, the Hammerheads, they got a little bit of work to do. But, you know, in what we call in this whole baseball mix, you know, the stars of tomorrow, anybody can make it happen.
It's a long season.
It's a long season.
We're one game in.
We're one game in. But you know what? Both teams showed us a lot of fight. There's a lot to pay for. You know what? Tickets. Oh, man. The stars of tomorrow. I had a great time tonight. And you know what, Brian? The Hammerheads and the Cardinals, game one, opening day. I had such a good time doing it with you. You know, man, what a night, right?
Welcome back, partner.
What a night.
7-2 Cardinals take this one. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals 1-0. Hammerheads 0-1. And you know what? The beautiful thing about baseball is they get a chance to redeem themselves.
Tomorrow night.
Do the Hammerheads.
Tomorrow night.
So we'll be back with you. I won't be here with you tomorrow night, but I'll be back with you next week, Wednesday night. But enjoy ourselves.
I'm going to miss you, Brian.
Tomorrow night. You'll be here with us. Hammerheads, Cardinals, tomorrow night, 6:20, game 2 of this 3-game set. For Brian Loftus, Walter Works, thank you for joining us here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.